I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. This year's warmest weather thus far is set for this weekend into Monday. Higher pressure aloft has begun building off the coast and is expected to reach its peak Monday as the system moves over western Washington. At the surface, low-level flow will turn offshore with winds blowing towards the Pacific Ocean. This weather combination will result in clear skies and warming temperatures of about 5 degrees or so each day through Monday. By this weekend, high temperatures are expected to climb well into the 80s, with some of the usual warm locations cracking the 90-degree mark, the warmest so far this year. Daily record high temperatures are quite likely to fall. At Everett Painfield, the record high on Sunday the 14th is 77 degrees set in 1999. On Monday, the likely hottest day, the current record high is just 78, established in 2015. For those seeking cooler conditions, the shorelines of Puget Sound and the Salish Sea will offer some relief. Just remember, area waterways, including lakes and rivers, are quite cold, with water temperatures in the 50s to lower 60s. If unable to reach cooler shorelines, other precautions include seeking buildings with air conditioning and drink plenty of water to remain hydrated. If outdoors, wear sunscreen, wide-brim hats, and sunglasses, take breaks in the shade, and avoid strenuous activities during the heat of the day. The unseasonably warm weather pattern is anticipated to moderate by the middle of next week. The strong high pressure aloft is expected to weaken and move inland Tuesday, and low-level flow will return to onshore with cooler air moving inland from the Pacific Ocean. More hot weather is likely as the calendar rolls over into the summer season. The summer solstice is just over a week away. The latest seasonal weather outlook continues to reflect warmer and drier than average conditions through September. Now is the time to prepare. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.